Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker. In this episode, we're taking a closer look at modernizing federal healthcare. The federal healthcare system today faces significant challenges, from staffing shortages to supporting aging populations with complex medical needs. The types of challenges faced by federal healthcare agencies are outstripping the ability of the current system to deliver timely and quality healthcare. To make progress in addressing these challenges, federal agencies need to focus on modernizing infrastructure to improve interoperability, data sharing capabilities, implementing AI and other advanced technologies that will provide more personalized, equitable experiences. For our conversation today, I sat down with Monica Roser, healthcare market lead at Maximus. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me today, Monica. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and jump into the first question. Now, Monica, what would you say are the biggest challenges facing federal healthcare agencies in the next few years?
The federal healthcare space is hit with a few things that we're going to see in the next upcoming years. Number one, we're seeing massive workforce shortages and provider burnout. Nurses, doctors, critical support staff. We are seeing the after effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and the strain that that put on our clinical care community. With that, we are seeing a reliance on legacy infrastructure that is no longer serving the emergent needs. On-premises, still a lot of the data sharing is paper-based, and that continual reliance on outdated systems are really part of the provider discernment with the current state. There is tons of information that is being created daily with the practice of healthcare. There are emerging threats from a data security perspective, just massive, massive metabytes of the information, the most closely guarded personal information, and truly protecting that data needs to be at the forefront. And we're seeing the entire federal healthcare ecosystem be intertwined. Interoperability is at the forefront of what is needed to really fully get a holistic picture of patient care. You need to look at the entire picture of the care and well-being of the patient, and the data sharing and interoperability is still a continual challenge for that cohesive information sharing.
That's interesting. So how does the current healthcare IT infrastructure need to be modernized to then support the future demand for federal healthcare services?
So first and foremost, leaning into that data integration. No more fragmented data silos. We need to have a paramount view of the entire patient's health and well-being through unified data. That's by leveraging the interoperability, using open standards, leveraging APIs. With the challenge of keeping all of this information and data secure, we need to be prioritizing security and privacy protections through encryption, access controls, and HIPAA compliance. And through this holistic view of whole health, really leaning into that enabling technology. So moving to the cloud, embracing cloud adoption that gives the scalability, flexibility, and access to enabling technologies that make, such as machine learning, artificial intelligence, that make the day-to-day process of care easier.
Now, how can federal agencies use technology to provide more equitable, personalized services for patients?
Technology needs to be an enablement for access of care. So there are really kind of three veins that we are seeing in our service delivery that are providing that equitable view. Number one, enabling technologies such as telemedicine, virtual care, in care deserts, underserved rural populations, the ability to connect to your critical care providers in a new way is a real avenue to have access to care in places where we might not have had it prior. Second, the data-driven outreach and community engagement, the forecasting to identification of at-risk communities, being able to put in construct an outreach program that is going to be beneficial to a community, not at the point of need, being proactive, being able to look at, you know, in data-driven recommendations on kind of before the need is, what we could do prior to that. And third, focusing in on the customer experience. So utilizing things like language translation tools, that making sure that effective communication is paramount in the trust building in the healthcare relationship, as well as that customer experience of personalized recommendations and being able to support the whole health decision-making process.
Thanks for that. So at the start of our conversation, you mentioned the staffing shortages that federal healthcare agencies are facing. On that, how can federal agencies attract more clinical staff and provide better employee experiences?
I think number one, we have to really decrease the administrative burden. When you interview and you talk to these clinical support teams and the clinical clinicians themselves, what they want to do is be spending more time with the patient interaction and less time with the administrative burden. So that is tools to improve scheduling, communication, having user-friendly access to information, both from a patient and provider perspective, and truly that access to the latest advancements and cutting edge technology like machine learning, like artificial intelligence, that is able to enable the time spent in caregiving and not with the administrative day to day.
Now, before we wrap up our conversation, Monica, is there anything else you would like to add?
Enabling technologies are the way of the future for customer involvement and customer satisfaction in the federal health space. We are at the intersection of a new model of care in which customer experience with the patient as the navigator in their own health, whole health ecosystem is paramount. Federal health agencies using enabling technologies will be able to reduce provider burnout, enhance customer satisfaction, and provide a interoperable view of the entire patient health and well-being that is so needed as we look towards the future.
Thank you, Monica, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.